Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Dad Talk. Today is just going to be a quick little rant. Because brain fart. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Dad Talk. Today is just gonna be a ranting episode, to be quite honest. There are a few things that I want to talk about, but I don't necessarily have a plan on which to talk about them. So, there may be quite a few tangents in today's episode, so I apologize for that. But anyways, something that has come to my attention, and this isn't anything new, right? This isn't something that is fresh to me or something that I haven't heard 1,001 times, right? And that has to do with minors in the kink community. Or participating and engaging in kink before the age of 18. I want to start off and say that I don't preach abstinence. I think abstinence doesn't work. At least not forcing abstinence. If people choose to live an abstinent lifestyle, then that's their own choice. But expecting sexual beings to be abstinent is putting a lot of restriction on a person, especially on someone who doesn't know enough about their own bodies to be able to put that huge of a restriction on them. I don't think it's healthy. I think there are very healthy ways of you exploring yourself and your body. And I'm a huge advocate for that. For doing it safely, for doing it sane and consensual. Something that has been bothering me, though, are the amount of adults who were traumatized as kids, right? People who were thrown into the kink community before they, in my opinion, were ready. Because, one, minors can't consent to any sexual acts with an adult. So, if you're a person who engaged in kink with an adult before the age of 18, you didn't have an experience with kink. You had an experience with sexual assault. And what really bothers me about that statement, right? And it's not necessarily bothers me about the statement. It's the fact that I had an individual tell me – pretty much that as long as they're comfortable with it, then it's okay. And to be honest, that was giving me very much grooming vibes, because there's no way or there's no reason as to why a child should ever feel comfortable exploring their bodies with an adult. Another thing is the fact that the same individual was talking about the fact that, because I brought up the fact that you can't practice kink safely if you don't have the proper equipment, correct? And minors, anybody under the age of 18, cannot purchase items from adult shops. You have to be 18 or older to buy from those shops. As far as I'm aware of, and I could be wrong, there are any shops that allow anybody under the age of 18 to purchase their products. I do know, I'm pretty sure, again, I'm not 1,000% sure about this, but I do think there is an adult store that allows 17-year-olds to enter, but they can't purchase anything. And again, I could be wrong about that. They might not be allowed in the store at all. And they might be allowed to buy something at 17, but I'm not 100% sure about that. But as far as I know, all of the shops in my town, at least, do not allow anybody under the age of 18 into their stores. As a matter of fact, they card you before coming into the store. And even if you look of age, a lot of times they will not even let you in without your ID. So this person suggested that minors makeshift toys, and not just any toys, specifically talked about minors makeshifting handcuffs from belts and pantyhose. While this is an unsafe practice for adults who don't know the proper techniques when it comes to safe restraining, imagine giving that information to impressionable teens that haven't done the proper research into kink or BDSM at all. I'm a huge advocate. One of the things that I did agree with was her saying that people should have a safe space to be able to talk about their experiences and ask questions about, you know, like, this makes me comfortable, this doesn't make me comfortable, how are you feeling? You know, of course, it's open communication, and those conversations need to be had prior to anything, right? But what I have a hard time understanding or grasping is whether or not this person was actively saying that because she, quote, began her journey. Actually, I don't even want to quote that because those were not her words. She started with adults. These are her words. She started with adults before the age of 10. As far as I'm aware, you can't start anything with an adult before the age of 18. So your experience is actually that of sexual assault, and not that of a kinkster. And no, I'm gonna Google this really quick because, sorry about that. She kept using the word kinkery. And I personally have never heard that terminology. Not saying that it's not a word. But what I am saying is I personally have never heard of it. Or have never heard of it used anywhere. So I'm not finding a definition for the word kinkery. No, kinkery, not a word. Kingery, kinky, kinkery. Yeah, not a word. And that's the other thing that kept annoying me about this person is that they did not use the right terminology for a lot of the things that they were saying. So not only were they wrong about kink and the BDSM and the BDSM, not only were they wrong about kink and BDSM, they were wrong about mental health and that of survivors. And it's odd to me because this is someone who preached the fact that they were so traumatized at a young age that they were diagnosed with PTSD and a lot of other mental disorders and were put on 16 different types of medications that they took in the morning and another 15, 16, I don't really remember how many, but another handful at night, to the point that she was calling it a medical cocktail, as if, like, that's a medical terminology, which is not, but anyways, let me not even say that it's not. I'm not a fucking doctor, so I don't know. A cocktail could actually be real fucking terminology, for all I fucking know. Not that I can give a shit, but the fact that she was so adamant about having severe PTSD being on all these medications at the age of 8, and then somehow processed her trauma so much from age 8 to 16 that at 16 she made the conscious decision to stop taking her medications and is no longer on any medications besides one antidepressant that she's taking now, and is very adamant about it being perfectly fine to come on an app or on any platform where there are minors, sexual assault survivors who have not properly processed through their trauma, who then hear this woman say, well, I have so much experience from the age of 3. That's not experience. Trauma doesn't equate experience. And that's one of the reasons why I don't like saying that I have 15 years of experience, because 5 of those years I was underage and wasn't properly processing my trauma, wasn't properly aware of my traumas, wasn't even 100% aware of the reasons why I enjoyed the kinks that I enjoyed, and quite frankly wasn't using kink in a healthy way for myself. And it wasn't until I was at least 18 years old when I actually sat down, did the research, and realized that I'm not even submissive. I enjoy forced submission, yes. I am a switch, so there are times when I can be submissive for the right partner, but for the majority of my personality and for the majority of my lifestyle, I am a sadist. I've actually started referring to myself as a sadomasochist because it's not just about sadism for me. It is it's about the masochism as well. And you don't necessarily have to be submissive to be a masochist. You can still be a dom. You can still be a top and be a masochist. A masochist is just somebody who enjoys pain and having pain inflicted on them. And that is just, that is who I am. That being said, you know, it wasn't until I did the proper research into these things and into the community itself. It wasn't until I did all of that and really searched into myself and went to therapy and was honest with my therapist about my desires and about my wants and my needs and my traumas and how my wants and my needs played a role, or how my trauma played a role in my wants and my needs and my desires, and how to better use kink and BDSM as a coping mechanism to not further traumatize myself and not necessarily escape from my trauma, but I don't want to say embrace it, but reclaim it and understand it as not being definitive to who I am and it not being definitive to my personality. Like, my trauma doesn't make me, I make my trauma, kind of thing. I don't know if that makes sense, but it just kind of gets disheartening when you have more experience and more knowledge of something, and then people are extremely dangerous around the things that you find to be extremely passionate and driven towards, right? I've always used my platforms to advocate for safe, sane sex. And so to have a platform where I'm 100% dedicating to spreading awareness to that, and doing it unapologetically, I have to remind myself that I'm going to get individuals like this lady. I'm going to get people who can't recognize their own trauma. And I have to recognize that because of that, I'm expecting healthy behavior from unhealthy people. Regardless of how much you have processed through your trauma, if you cannot recognize more traumatic events or that you are causing trauma for certain peoples, or that you have the potential to cause further damage to yourself and to others, then you really haven't processed through your trauma. I'm not saying that I'm an expert or anything like that. I am a professional, but I'm not an expert. Another thing that this person kept saying is that apparently you can go to classes for this kinds of stuff, blah, 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 which in turn, she was fucking mocking me. But what irritated me about that is I never once stated that I took a single class when it came to kink and BDSM. I stated that I have taken multiple classes in psychology, meaning I have taken classes in child psychology, abnormal psychology, just regular general psychology. Like, I've done extensive research on kink, BDSM, and sadomasochism, sadists, subs, doms, brats, every aspect of the community. I have dived deep into the list of kinks that are out there to not only research the kinks that I enjoy, but to research the kinks that my clients enjoy, right? Because as a sex worker who is a professional dom, I encounter a lot of subs and a lot of switches that don't necessarily like a lot of the same kinks and stuff that I'm into. And I have to research and find out more about their kinks. You know, if I just do basic research on the different types of kinks and fetishes that are out there and I don't dive deep into it, I'm not going to be able to give each different client, each different sub, an experience that is unique to their own. Like, every sub has their own wants, needs, and desires, and their scenes should be reflective of that. Their scenes should be unique to all of those things, and you can't make it unique to a single person if you only do very basic research. And that's pretty much what this woman was saying. She was saying that it's perfectly fine to engage in kink without properly doing research, because, and I said this, a lot of kids get their inspiration from porn, and she straight up said they don't get their information from corn, they get it from XXX sites. Bitch! You do realize that, one, I censored the word porn with corn. And that I'm literally saying the same shit and agreeing with you. But because she's too stupid to comprehend that and doesn't actually want to have adult conversations with adults about this type of shit, she would rather have these conversations with children. Which goes to show her maturity level. Like, that's my thing, is if you would rather have, as an adult, if you would rather have conversations with children whose minds are not fully developed yet because they do not have experience or knowledge, as opposed to people who have that experience and that knowledge, you're very fucking weird and suspicious to me. Like, then I will never understand adults who have minor friends or minor followings, you know? Like, I'm not saying, like Twitch streamers and YouTubers and all that other type of shit. Like, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people that specifically talk about adult things and adult activities, and then you surround yourself with not adults. That's very fucking weird. That's giving me very much grooming vibes, very much pedophile, very much you like kids. Or you are a kid, so you relate to them more than you relate to adults. Or adults traumatize you so much that you can't be around other adults. And if that's the case, then you definitely should not be around children. Especially not when it comes to adult practices. If you are so traumatized because of the adults from your past that you can't be around or have relationships with other adults, and I'm not talking about, like, sexual relationships and stuff like that. I'm talking about, like, communication-wise and friendships and that types of things that are actually going to help you grow as an individual. You probably have a lot more processing that you need to get done. But, you know, like, what do I know about this kinds of stuff? It's not like I've been processing my own shit for the last 10 years. You know what I'm saying? It's not like I've spent the last 10 years extensively throwing myself to the fucking wolves in order for there to be a safe space for people to have these conversations and not feel like they're being judged or attacked because they want to have safe spaces for adults that don't include minors. And then you get traumatized people who don't understand that they're still traumatized, who are going out and traumatizing more people. I made this post on Twitter that was like, note to self, just let people be stupid and ruin their own fucking lives. And it almost made me start spiraling because I literally cannot do that, because they're not just ruining their own lives. They are going out there and ruining the lives of other people. And I can't sit by and let that happen. Like, there's something inside of me that will not let that happen. And I have to figure out how to better navigate that or let it go or something, because it's not fucking healthy for me. It's not healthy for me. It's not healthy for the people in my community. It's not healthy and helpful for the people that I'm trying to help, you know. And at the end of the day, it gets me worked up like this, right? At the end of the day, my ADHD and my intrusive thoughts and my tangents and everything else that comes along with my depression and my ADHD gets so out of whack because my brain is trying to understand unhealthy people and unhealthy behaviors, and there's no possible way to fucking do that. Like, I'll never, you know, never get the answers that I want to these types of things, because no matter what, no matter how much I push, right, no matter how much I ask the questions, I'm constantly called uneducated and stupid and unsafe and I don't know what I'm talking about and all this other type of shit. And it's like, okay. And I can't keep getting upset and worked up about it. You know what I'm saying? And at this point, it's just become exhausting. I will never not talk about this stuff. I will never not have a passion for this stuff. I will never not have a platform dedicated to this stuff and dedicated to making sure that everybody that is in the community is safe and sane and consent is 100% there, always there, and that it is constantly being checked on. And I will always be a huge advocate to making sure that minors stay safe as well, as in they stay the fuck out of adult spaces. And kink is an adult space. It will always be an adult space. I don't care how sexually active teens are. I don't care how sexually explorative teens are. It doesn't change the fact that they are teens, right? We don't give teens sex ed because we're encouraging them to go out and have sex. So while I 100% feel like teens should have the knowledge that comes along with kink, like, yes, they need to be educated on kink and shit like that, but being educated on it doesn't mean engage in it. It doesn't mean go out there and do all of these things. It just means figure out, pull up the fucking list, pull up the kink and fetish list and sit there and go through it and see if there are things that you, that are on that list that you might enjoy and that you might like, right? Granted, no one is ever 100% sure if they like or don't like something until they try it. But 9 times out of 10, if you read through something or read about it, you're going to be like, that sounds kind of interesting. Or no, I don't like that. I don't think I'll like that. Right? And then when you get to the age where you're old enough to do these things, then you try them out. I've been into breath play for, oh my God, I was going to say decade. I'm not that fucking old. Sorry again. But I was going to say decade and I'm not that fucking old. But breath play is literally my favorite fucking kink. And it wasn't until probably 2019 that I found the proper ways to engage in breath play. That was after already engaging in it with several partners. And not even knowing that at any point, even though I never lost consciousness, I never fucking blacked out, I never felt any pain or, you know, anything. I wasn't hurt in any way, right? Or I wasn't harmed in any way. But unknowingly, they could have crushed my fucking windpipe and I may not even know it because I didn't do the proper research before engaging in those kinks or in that kink specifically. And that's my whole point, is you don't just jump full force into engaging in kinks. You do the proper research beforehand so that you know how to do it properly, to do it sanely, and to do it safely. Because there's completely different, like an example being, there are two completely different people who like CNC, right? There are people who actually use it to cope, and there are people who use it to manipulate. There are people that use it in a healthy way, and there are people that use it as a means to hurt people. There are people that see it as a way of reclaiming traumatic pasts or traumatic events from their life. And there are people that use it to create traumatic events for people. There are two types of people within the community. Safe, sane individuals and predators. And because there are predators open about their predatory behavior in the community, I will never, never advocate for minors to be a part of that. I barely even want adults to engage in that shit. I barely even want adults to be a part of that. But I really don't want kids to be put in a position where they don't know that they're being abused because their dom is telling them that that's the way sadism is. That's the way things are supposed to go. I am your dom. You do what I tell you to do. You're a submissive. You do what I tell you to do. That is not a proper dynamic. That is not a healthy dynamic. And that is not a safe and sane dynamic. Anyways, because this is almost 40 minutes long and I'm getting extremely pissed off because I haven't smoked yet, I'm going to end today's episode here. And I'm going to leave you with a question. Like I always do, but today's question is, were you someone who was exposed to kink at an early age? And if so, do you regret it? Was it traumatizing to you? And what would be your advice to you at that age from you now? Like, what would adult you say to young, impressionable you that was exposed at a young age? What do you think they needed to hear in order to help them during that time? As always, everybody, I love you, and I hope you have a wonderful day. As always, stay safe, sane, consensual, practice rack, and all of that good stuff. See you later, you little beans.